I made three.
So it looks like we have a little bit of a mess, but we need to straighten this out, let you guys know.
Does then David have five? No, I had five.
No, you're five.
Six?
Six.
Yeah, seven. David had six.
We need to get this straightened out and get you the right information.
Rick, yours is four.
Correct.
Mine's one.
One is, that's the house.
That's the one I needed.
Five. Perfect.
At some point, we try to be very faithful to the idea that each of these people lives in the district they represent, but at some point, we may just want to consider, it's hard to fill all of these in vast fashion, and we might be better off just saying, everybody fundamentally, that would be a precept, but if that can't happen, we would fill all the positions, otherwise we just have the board empty, right?
Our charter, again, a reminder, it's on the website, it's got all the assignments, all the old assignments, and what those, that'll be a good, from that page, it's got the name, phone numbers, everything, of the former assignments, which are now somewhat vacated. If we get the new names, we'll get that on the website also, to be current.
I will send what we have from that. And so now for the Tane County updates.
Basically, along with that, I will be absent in the main meeting. I'll send a letter to you. I'm sure I would give a letter to the commission, but they will not be saying my position, so they're going to be going to take that.
Is this your last meeting?
No.
Is this the last meeting for you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I mean, unless you want to, you know, step in and kind of represent Bradleyville, and we could always, you know, point you just back to the board.
I mean, that's not a problem if there is vacancy.
That's a really good idea.
That's
a really good idea.
You want to be a break in there. Well, this is
no
right. Completely volunteered. Harder to get fired that way too when you're already paid.
So,
because here's the two.
Are you willing to serve in that? You got open seat over there. Okay. So let's just have a little. I'm going to make a motion that when Randy leaves his seat as the interim road and bridge administrator, that
County Highway Administrator.
County Highway Administrator. Okay, so we'll give it all this right. That we nominate him to fill the open position on the Tane County Transportation Advisory Board for his district. So that's my motion.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to add Randy Hayes, upon fulfillment of his other duties, into his district, which I think would be number three. Any discussion?
We're forwarding his nomination to the county for county commission. Okay.
I think we got his letter of resignation filed just now for the district.
Perfect. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Okay, that moves forward too. That's good.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Randy.
Randy, one question before you exit stage left. Have we been approved for our budget for this group for this year?
Yes.
That's $10,000?
Yep, same amount.
Thank you.
We didn't use all of it last year, but it's the same amount. We budget it every year until we see a need to increase or whatever. So there's money for them to adjust this as you guys do.
As you pass the baton, will you bring your counterpart that's coming into this position, make them aware of that item?
You're making them aware as we speak.
They're very critical in our group because nothing really happens here around all the projects that we do without keeping them documented, keeping square foot. That's a very, very important item that we have more and more from year to year. So we appreciate that. Thank the county for supporting that because that's the way we get work done.
Okay, so no one here from over. We had any new business?
Rick probably does when he gets back.
Ron, do you have any updates?
None. Our new person that comes, Keith Francis, we're going to break him improperly, I guess. But hopefully we'll get an update from him as to what the status of the TIF action is, because it's likely to have been acted on by the time for the new Adventures Park and the west end of the strip, because that's going to be, we think all about the development, which is great there, but for every action, there's an equal opposite reaction. And so the traffic patterns into and out of there, you know, we've worked with David a bit about advice in a way about ballparks of America being built and the traffic patterns coming off of the northern corridor and down to 248 and building on the west end of the strip. Potentially the magnitude of that project is going to have its implications also. So it's good to see that we're going to have a representative from the city, because we will bring up and talk about the TIF, just brainstorming things to come, new things. And so we'll hope to get an update from him as soon as he gets on board.
Where's that property actually at, the third?
Right across from the Butterfly Palace, directly across. Where old Celebration Where's City, on north of there. It all goes north of that intersection.
Mutton Hollow.
Okay. North and west of that.
So, below Union State Park on the south side.
Basically, is that 365 that's on that outside?
Yeah.
So basically,
376.
Up that draw. 376.
Yeah.
Up the draw between them.
Yeah.
I think it's like the 10th when you do all the take office then. And I think it's probably the first read or something like
that. Of April? 10th of April.
The 5th is the March public meeting, I think.
Don't plan the roads there quite yet. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, hopefully that will come to discussion what the council will have to weigh. It's his proposed traffic patterns, too, keeping in mind. And the developers need to give some perspective on what they're going to put into that.
So, I think they're encouraging people to be there on the 5th and present any questions.
Perfect. Do you have a piece of new business?
I do have. I just handed out this morning at 10 o'clock was an air service announcement for air service, and it adds Silver Airways to the mix. They will be coming on. Their first flight date will be August 30th. They do have code share with United Airlines. So if you were to go today, go to united.com, you would be able to see Branson. And these are the new route maps that incorporate Silver in the, they fly the 46-seat aircraft. There'll be multiple flights daily. There will be 6 days a week flights. There will be year-round flights.
Amen. Wow. That's wonderful.
And so you can see where you can connect with Frontier to Denver, and then you can see where you go there. And then VIA is flying to Austin. So if you have, but Silver will be flying direct flights to New Orleans and Houston, Chicago, and then there is a connection to Jacksonville, Florida. So
Alaska and Puerto Rico connections.
They have co-share with Alaska Airlines, and of course with United you can fly to other places. But basically you can check your bag. I know Denise in my office checked on a flight to Rome. You can get on from Italy.
Oh,
you can get on in Hollister and go to Rome. So, and pick your bag up in Rome. I wouldn't bet on it, but it's a concept. So at any rate, that announcement was made at 10 o'clock this morning. That's been a long time going. That is something that I think has the potential for being a game changer for...
Congratulations to your planning group, too, and the airport board out there, Nate.
This is a risk mitigation backstop project, so there is local money with political subdivisions and with private investment that come alongside to guarantee this service, so we want to support it. The idea, it trues up. If they lose money on some months, we have to backstop that. If they gain money in some months, at the end of the year, that all balances itself out and the funds balance. One of the things that was a concern was the Frontier flight start at the end of June. The Silver Air flights start at the end of August. And that lag time, we're forfeiting some of our big travel months. If you think about this strategically, if you start your brand new service in our big travel months and it's kind of new and people aren't sure about it and that, you're losing your big travel months to this startup endeavor. What you want to do is start up and then next year, 12 months from now, you're going into the big season. They've had air service for 12 months. This is well established, so our big months turn out to be our big months. Make some money, and if we've had some down months, make sure that money gets replaced with good months. So I think really the timing on this is good. Again, when we have service over the winter, we're going to have to, again, support it because all of us, in a roundabout way, are chipping in just a little few pennies here and there to make this happen. So, and another thing that I would encourage you about is, you know, sometimes people get a little worried about the fact that we're backstopping these endeavors. They're bringing millions and millions and millions of dollars to the table. And so I can tell you from a city standpoint, if it's Menards and they're bringing millions and millions and millions of dollars to the table, we chip in a little to make sure that happens. And that's what makes them believe, and it is extremely powerful for an airline that the community will back it. That is one of the first things they ask you is, how much community support? Will your local travelers travel? Will they actually use these services? The relationship to this and to Springfield. Springfield is a business airport. That's its primary bread and butter. And so it flies every day to all of its destinations, and it has a price point associated with that. Leisure travelers won't pay that amount of money. If you think of yourself going on vacation and you're looking for $300 round trips, we don't even come up on the list because our round trips are more than that because we're business travel. The flight schedules for these are leisure travel flight schedules, so you'll see flights going out on Friday and coming back on Monday so that you can go someplace and spend the weekend and return back. The other thing that this allows us to do is multiple hubs, so that if in fact you have a flight canceled someplace, you're flying to Houston, you can fly to Chicago and still get home. That kind of stuff. You have options. The other thing that this offers is New Orleans. If you try and fly from here to the Gulf Coast, you can't get there from here. You have to fly someplace far away to get to someplace close. This is connections to New Orleans. I personally believe in it. New Orleans has all the small local airlines that do the Gulf Coast cities. So, also too, it's popular to get connections to Florida. There's a lot of connections to Florida. So, there you go.
Is this a new startup airline, or is that one that's been made over from a previous?
This airline has been around a long time. They're basically an East Coast airline. For those of you that know how legacy